of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could push me out of bed. And when I say, ow, that hurt, you go, you're now a floor bitch. Okay, my guest today, I'm running out of these stupid little intros. My guest today, I'm very, very, very excited. Vanity is a professional model, pole dancer, an exotic entertainer. Ooh, it's a Vanity J.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for doing this. So, yeah, we were saying before we started recording, you were like, how the fuck do you know who I am? And I found you on Instagram and I just thought that you were like, I don't know, you're just fun and effortless. And I had never seen, and you like, you strip, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And I have been to strip clubs, many strip clubs, and I very rarely see people who look like me stripping, plus size women, fat women, whatever you want to call us. So how did you start pole dancing?
So I started in 2018. I went to a pole studio in Maryland. And at first I was just like, I just need like a workout routine, something that I can just like kind of get into, because, you know, I was trying to be fit. So eventually I started taking classes. I think I took a twerk class and then I noticed there was poles behind me and I fell in love with the poles. I was like, okay, so where can I take a class? I took my first class. It was horrible. Really bad.
Oh no. Why?
I had baby oil on me.
Girl, that
I had baby oil.
Just slipping and sliding.
Yes, baby oil from head to toe. Then I also had like long sleeve shirts and long sleeve, like, you know, like a regular pants. I wasn't ready, but that only made me come back. And then eventually I just kept taking classes back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards I started teaching and I met like a fellow, you know, she was a stripper and she was like, you would kill it at this club. So I tried their, amateur night.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I just kept doing it.
So did you, the place that you did the amateur night, is that where you work now?
So right now I work in different places, but it was one of the places, like the very first places I was working at.
Oh, okay. Did you have to ever audition to work at a club?
I did. I definitely did audition at first for one club. The rest of them is probably like, you know, they just let me go in and just start dancing.
Okay. Here's another question. So you have vitiligo, yes?
Yeah, I do.
I really love that you don't shy away from like showing your body. I feel like sometimes people feel some type of way about it, but I really like that you seem to be very open about it.
Yes. All right. So when it comes down to my skin, my skin was something that kind of bothered me when I was a kid. I got bullied because I'm a New Yorker. So I grew up in New York. So anybody knows growing up in New York in high school and elementary school is kind of rough. So, you know, I used to get made fun of a lot, picked on a lot. So, you know, it just took a lot for me to kind of get past it. But once I started finding the whole self-love routine, which I'm very big on, you know, that's when I started like kind of showcasing my skin more so.
What is your self-love routine?
So my self-love routine is every single morning I write to myself five things that I love about myself, and I remind myself consistently every single day, even when I go to the club, even after I leave, because my line of work is very superficial and sometimes it can get stressful. But as long as I remind myself consistently, like, you know, who I am, how much I love myself, all the rest of the stuff doesn't matter.
I just think vitiligo is so beautiful. I think like different skin tones are really fucking beautiful, like dark women, lighter women.
Yes.
Like, I think everything is just so beautiful. And when like I saw you, I was like, oh my God, she's so pretty and stunning. Yeah. I just like,
Thank you. I don't know.
I just enjoy watching you dance and I love it. Do you, so like, is this something you're open about with your family and your friends? Cause I feel like sex work is a little bit, you know, people think some type of way about it. So like, do you talk about it with your family and friends or no?
So my family are very old school. So I do not discuss too much with my family in regards to it. I just discuss enough for them to be like, okay, she spins on the pole. Cool. But nothing as far as like my club life. Now, for my friends, I think every one of my friends know that I dance.
Do you have, like, an on-stage persona when you're dancing? Do you have to channel something? Like, what are you doing when you're, like, moving that body?
Okay. So, before I go on stage, right, I hate to say this, but I channel my inner Beyonce.
Okay.
So, I channel my inner Beyonce. I try to think of myself as, like, you know, I try to get into that vanity, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, vanity is completely different than, you know, just a regular me. You know what I mean? It's just like that person. She's powerful. She's graceful. She's anything that she could be.
Okay. How did you learn how to walk in shoes? I find it so fucking difficult to walk around those shoes. And I feel like when you're stripping, it's like, that's the job. Like, you're there, you're in the shoes, you got to walk around, and then you got to dance on top of that. Mm-hmm. So, like, how do you do that?
Oh, God. So, a lot of stretching. A lot of stretching. I can't add how much stretching I have to do. Mm-hmm. And ice.
Oh. Ice after?
Ice before and after.
Damn. Okay. Okay. So have you ever dated anyone that you've met from the club?
Ooh, yes, I have.
Oh.
Yes, I have. Both dancer and customer.
Okay. All right. I love that. What's it like dating a dancer? Do you guys like share shoes? Like, what is it? Like, is it this is separate?
So dating a dancer is extremely, extremely complicated, being that our schedules are work at night, sleep during day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, it's like, you know, I might get booked for a show, you know, she might get booked for another show. So it's like our schedules always like kind of lapse each other. So we never really get a chance to be like normal. We're always in dance mode when we see each other. Mm-hmm. So that was like kind of complicated, but very much fun when we got a chance to dance with each other.
Oh, okay. I love that. That's like a sexy level to the relationship, like dancing for each other or whatever, mm-hmm. or dancing with each other. I love that. Let's see. You've dated dancers. You've dated customers. Do you ever have to deal with, so if you date a customer, do you have to deal with them being a little jealous of what you do, even though they met you doing that?
So yes, absolutely. Yes. It's always, and I feel like honestly being a dancer, your love life just kind of goes from like all the way up here. It's so huge. And it just starts mm-hmm. narrowing down to like this tiny little pea sized amount of people. So because like 1 minute, you know, they'll be cool with it. The idea of dating you is awesome. Like, oh yeah, you know, she's a dancer. And then all of a sudden the idea of you dancing for them, doing the same thing you do for them to someone else just starts to get a little complicated.
Mm, that makes sense. But also, it is funny that it makes sense because I'm like, yeah, I get it. I'm like, well, I don't want you to dance for other people. I want you to only dance for me. But it's like, well, I met you dancing for other people. So I have to be understanding of that.
Yeah, it's trust me, I dated someone. God rest his spirit. He's still with us. I'm sorry.
Oh. I was like, you're like, God rest his spirit. And I was like, uh-oh, we giggling about death.
No. He used to sit with me in the clubs
mm-hmm.
just to be like that protector, and just looking at him in the mirror while I'm doing like maybe a lap dance on someone, the pure agony on his face was just,
oh no,
it was painful.
I could imagine. But also it's like, my dude, you're there.
Yeah.
You chose to be there and you picked the seat that's facing the mirror.
Yep. Sipping his beer, looking up at the TV, watching football. It was, gosh. Yeah.
Where do you get your outfits from? I feel like it's, I don't know, shopping for just regular ass clothes is hard as a fat woman. I feel like, you know, like sexy pole shit. Like, do you have trouble finding stuff?
I do. I have got turned down by a lot of people that make outfits.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I say, hey, I'm a size so-and-so, do you have this? And they just be like, no, we don't cater to you. I had one person that says, no, maybe you should try like Victoria's Secret or something. So I was like, okay. So then eventually there's people that make custom outfits and custom fits. And I actually appreciate that because you get to have that creative aspect of, okay, I'm going to design my costume according to how I want to. So if I want to be like Catwoman and have some spikes coming out my ass, I can do that. I can do that. So it's pretty cool. Like, there's people that make custom fits, but the ones that honestly just sell online as a, you know, like a regular clothing boutique, those are the ones that, you know, you'll probably have trouble with. Because shoestring, thongs, and plus size bodies, it's not it.
It's not they don't work. Go together
no.
sometimes?
No.
I mean, yeah, I had this lady, I mean, she's in New Zealand, but I found her randomly on Instagram and I had her make me this like sexy little hamburger costume. And I initially was like, oh fuck, is she going to be like, no, too big, too much fabric, and like charge me more or just say no. But she was just like really kind and really nice and like worked with me. And okay. It like bummed me out that was my first intonation that I was like, oh, she's going to be a bitch. But then she like wasn't.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's number one. If you... being plus size, they always charge for fabric,
which is fucked up.
So what I would get that maybe like a size extra small would get, I would be paying like triple the amount.
I don't love that. I think that's, I don't know, I think it's like if you have a size range and you're charging the same price for an extra small through large or whatever, then it's like, why not continue to charge the same even though it's a little extra fabric. I don't understand. It's like you have a size range and then you charge more for that doesn't make sense to me.
Yes. Trust me. I think the most I spent on an outfit was probably like $250.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, $250, $300. You know, and if you seen the outfit, you would have been like, oh no, what's this? Yeah.
How often do you dance? Is it every night or is it like a couple nights a week?
So I recently just moved. So before, prior to moving, I was dancing every night.
Okay. Damn.
Yes. Every night from 8 to 2 in the morning.
Woo! She works hard for the money. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Ooh, hard for it, honey. That's, damn, that's a lot.
It is.
What, 8 to 2?
8 to 2.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
8 to 2 and then some shows in between.
That's a lot. So, okay, you grew up in New York. What was it like growing up in New York?
It was pretty cool. Like, now that I'm an adult and I don't live in New York, I'm like, dang, I actually had a pretty cool life living there. But it was nice. Always was traveling throughout the boroughs because I'm from Queens. Mm-hmm. You know, just exploring. I was always getting into something. The subway was my best friend. Mm-hmm. You don't get to appreciate those things when you're older. I'm just saying.
So did you ever run into, like, issues dating growing up? Or were you, like, always with somebody? Like, what was that like?
Oh, so New York was complicated for dating because I felt like at the time of my era, which I won't say my age, I just felt like everyone was dating who was the who and who was the what. And I was a nerd. So I was always in my books, things of that nature. So like dating was just weird. I think I only had like one boyfriend from the age of like 13 all the way to like 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have any. I've never had a boyfriend too. I can't even imagine dating in my teens. I was like, I don't know. I had crushes and I'd be like, hi, I like you. And boys would just be like, no, thanks. And I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I'll just continue with that crush.
See, I think the person I was dating in high school, he came on to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because we both was nerds. It just made sense.
See, I love when people find each other, and I'm waiting to find my person. So, like, has modeling and dancing, like, boosted your confidence, or were you... It's such a weird question, because people ask me all the time, they're like, how are you so confident? I'm like, why not? Why not be confident? But... do you think that, like, you know, dancing and, you know, photography, modeling or whatever has boosted your confidence or, like, enriched your life in any way?
Honestly, yes. Yes, 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 yes. It definitely boosted my confidence. Man, I hate to say this, but I don't even know what I would be without vanity. Like, I wouldn't know because, like, it boosted my confidence. It honestly changed my life. I think, like, what, Somebody well known just recently said that dancing changed it. Cardi B, she said dancing changed her life, and I fully agree with her.
I also agree. Like, I was always confident and liked who I am, but when I started pole dancing, I was like, oh, I also love this aspect of me that's like strong, mm-hmm. like physically strong. It's hard to pull yourself up a pole when you are, you know, a bigger gal or yes. whatever. But I'm like, the fact that I could climb up a pole means that I'm really fucking strong. And that's like really cool.
It is. It definitely is. And then you start learning tricks and you're unlocking new things that you never thought your body was able to do. Mm-hmm. Then the flexibility part kicks in. Trust me, I know. I went from sack of potatoes to sexy french fries real quickly. So, look, trust me, it's the confidence level. Like, honestly, pole changes. Like, even if you just don't dance, like, if you do pole fitness, I know a mm-hmm. lot of girls that, you know, personally said, like, hey, I, you know, without my pole fitness routine, like, I would be in this predicament or I'll be in that. So, honestly, it's a game changer.
Yeah, I agree. I, like... Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I didn't do... I mean, I would just, like, live my life, but, like, I just wouldn't have that, like, creative outlet. And, you know, I don't know. I feel so accomplished, like, after I practice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you also a dominatrix?
So, I tend to hear that a lot, but I sway into that back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah, swaying into it.
Okay. So what does that mean when we sway into it?
So certain shows, if it requires me to do so, I will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like, I don't really know where to go with that outlet.
Okay.
Yeah, but on a show, definitely on a show, absolutely.
Okay, so tell me, what does a show entail?
So my shows entail of just everything inappropriate under the sun.
Like what?
Everything inappropriate. Like, high chances are with my 9-inch heels, I'll pick you up off the ground.
Wait. That's that. What a fucking dream. So you wear 9-inch heels and you picking people up?
Yes.
Damn. These parties sound wild.
They are. They are.
Oh my God. So how many girls or people are at parties?
So it can be anywhere between, like, I say, like, 100 to 400 people.
Damn, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
How did you get, did you just start throwing parties or did you like go to a party and you're like, oh, I can do this too? Like, how did you get into that?
So believe it or not, I went to a few parties. I liked it, but this industry is starting to turn kind of different. And I kind of like the old school way of doing things. Because I actually started doing burlesque first, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of like the whole old school version of just putting on a show, entertaining, things of that nature. So I started, like, pitching my ideas, but I kept getting turned down. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start my own, and I'm going to do my own stuff. And I started doing parties from there.
Okay. When you say you like old school, what exactly do you mean? Like... Yeah, what is the difference between, like, old school and, like, what's going on now?
So, old school, it's, like, I enjoy the whole aspect of just putting on a show, doing what you love because you love it. Not because mm-hmm. I'm trying to be on Instagram or I'm trying to be Instagram famous or because mm-hmm. I just want to do it because it makes me feel cute, like, look cute on social media. Like, wholeheartedly, you love entertaining people. Because that's the mm-hmm. reason why, like, some of us get into the line of work that we do is because we are showgirls or male dancers are showmen and we love putting on a show for others. So I feel like sometimes in this industry, that kind of concept kind of gets lost. And when we start doing it just because we want to do it, just because we want to do it or we just want to look cute, it just kind of, it's like, what's the purpose anymore? You know what I mean? The magic gets lost in it.
Mm-hmm. I like that you seem to... Like, just have a genuine love for dancing. Like, you say magic. And, yeah, I agree. I think jobs shouldn't just be jobs. I think you should do what you love. And I know not everyone's fortunate enough to do that, but I feel like you could take some time in your life and, like, really figure out, like, what you fucking love.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I've been in love with dance since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was, what was that movie? Dirty Dancing. Since I've seen Dirty Dancing.
Oh,
Yes.
What a dream. I fucking love Patrick Swayze. Dirty Dancing is such a good movie. God rest his soul. He's actually gone. But I fucking love him. Ghost is my absolute favorite movie, but Dirty Dancing is, it's one of my top ones.
Yes, it is. And I can do every single choreo from that movie.
Really?
Since I was 5.
Oh, this I love. Do you do that in your shows?
I do sometimes. I do. I definitely do. I will add, like, so my music that I use will be a mixture of different things. So you never know what you're getting on a show from me. Like, mm-hmm. I might add some hip hop. You might get a little salsa somewhere. But I always have, like, that surprise track that people's like, how does she know this song? That's what gets them.
I love that. So wait, are you picking people up in 9-inch heels doing the Dirty Dancing, like, over your head shit?
Yes. Yes.
I want to go to one of these parties. This sounds fucking wild.
Yes. Look, it's oh the my best God. Thing. Between that and Fire Tricks, I love both.
You do Fire Tricks?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me. Wait, real quick, we have to take a break. And oh, we're back. Okay. Tell me about these Fire Tricks. Have you ever, like, burned yourself?
I singed the inner part of my thigh when I decided to light my cat on fire.
Not, oh, my... Wait, not my actual what? Your cat. Pussy?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I did singe myself.
That's... Do you, like, practice? How do you get into firework?
So it started with me, you know, I always been a pyro as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it started with me kind of... playing with just like fire tricks, just like playing with a candle, taking some hairspray, creating a huge gigantic flame. And then it went from just me like, okay, well, how can I incorporate this into my shows? So I started lighting hair mousse on fire, making a ring of fire around my body. Then I'm like, well, this kind of put the fire kind of outs out real quick, so I wonder if I can put it on my body. So then I started doing that. I started lighting my butt on fire. Yeah, and then it just kind of went from there.
Are there any videos on your Instagram of you lighting your butt on
fire? There's still some here and there, but Instagram takes down all my stuff lately.
That's rude. That's hateful. That's yeah. They hating on you. Instagram's rude as hell sometimes.
And then I started fire breathing, which is a whole new game, boy.
So wait, what is fire? So fire breathing, how do you do that? I don't even know how you do that.
Oh, it's real easy. So you can use paraffin wax. Of course, don't swallow it, but just like put it in your mouth and you just...
Wait, what are they called?
Paraffin wax.
Oh, okay.
The oil, not the wax, the oil.
Okay.
And you just put it in your mouth and you blow. You just blow it out like almost like a spitting motion, mm-hmm. but you're doing it on a torch. It makes a huge, gigantic flame.
Wow. Picking people up, lighting shit on fire, fucking slamming into splits. This is very exciting. Sometimes some dominatrix shit going on. So who's a better audience? Straight people or queer people?
Oh my goodness. Queer people.
I feel like I knew the answer.
They are.
But like you started thinking, I was like, I don't even know why I asked. It's definitely queer people.
It is.
How do you deal with like aggressive straight men? I feel like, or people. I'll just say people. I don't want to, you know, lump everybody together. Sometimes, you know, sometimes queer people get a little aggressive. So yeah, how do you deal with that?
So I control the crowd.
Okay.
Entirely. And I guess that's where that dominatrix vibe comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely control the crowd. I make people nervous. So I never had anyone like super, super aggressive with me, except for one.
Okay.
She was trying to bite me.
Bite you?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, she was trying to bite me.
I love how you say that so nonchalant with like just a cute little smile. You're like, this man tried to bite me.
Yes. It happens sometimes, you know? You might just have a drunk person, a little hungry, and you're walking past.
A drunk person who's just a little hungry.
You know?
I think it's... I mean, people sometimes when they meet me, they're like, oh, you don't seem like the same person you were on stage as you are during this like meet and greet or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I was performing there and now I'm just like kind of tired. And I love that you are just like so sweet and you're like, people are afraid of me. I run the room. Nobody tries shit because I'm a little, you know, in charge of everything. It's just funny that you're saying it with such a smile on your face.
Look, I try. But no, they sometimes it might get a little rowdy, but for the most part, everyone's just having a great time, though.
How often do you run into other plus-size dancers? Because I truly feel like they're so far and few in between.
All the time. There's actually shows for them only.
Oh!
Yep, in New York, Texas, Memphis, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's shows.
And then how would one find them?
You stay. You know, that's a great question because sometimes I had trouble finding them. I guess it will start by finding that one plus size dancer and I guess just asking her. It's kind of hard to find these shows, to be honest.
Yeah, because I mean, I truly had such a hard time finding dancers who look like me to look at on Instagram. Yeah, just a hard time. But I did find like a nice little handful, which is good.
Awesome.
So what do you want to do with your dancing? Like, is there a goal or is there like, yeah, where do you see yourself in like 5-6 years?
So I definitely have goals of opening two things. I like teaching people what I know. So like the art of entertaining, things of that nature. So I do want to open up my own studio and possibly my own club.
I love, where would you do that? Like, do you have like a location in mind?
So I'm highly thinking about Maryland.
I want to go. Yeah, I would love to go to a strip club where there's just like a variety of different people there, because I feel like you only get to see one type of girl. And the club I like to go to in LA, there's like one thick girl and she's like not even that thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, yeah, yeah, I wish there was like more variety. So, okay, what advice would you give somebody who's looking to like get into dancing?
Oh, there's so many advices. Number one, stick to yourself, love yourself, because this entertainment game, like I said earlier, it can be very clouded. You could kind of lose focus of who you are as a person. So as long as you stay true to yourself, love yourself, you're going to go far. It's the be humble quality that's important. Practice makes perfect. Keep practicing. Keep getting up every morning, doing your yoga, your Kegels. Emphasis on the Kegels. you know, everything that needs to be done to stretch, even a pole class. You know, it's the type of job that you never stop learning. So even when you get good, don't think, okay, yeah, I'm here. Like, you got to keep continuing to, you know, grow. And then also put yourself out there. Like, don't be afraid or set yourself for limitations, because honestly, the only person that can make a limitation on you is yourself. We're very critical of our own selves in our mind. So just, if you see a show and you want to do it, even if you're the only plus size or the only tall person or, you know, anything, just say, hey, I know what I'm capable of, and put yourself out there, because you never know what doors might open for you.
Okay. What kind of dating advice do you have? Like, are you on the apps or do you meet people in person? Like, what are you doing?
So Facebook dating has been my friend lately when there's not creepy people.
Facebook dating.
Yes, it's new. I didn't even know about Facebook dating until recently.
Okay. Me either. I just found out about it right now, I think.
Yep, Facebook dating. Only problem is you're dating within your mutual friends.
Oh, interesting. And that for me is a little bit of a drawback. I'm trying to find someone who doesn't know nobody I know.
Yeah. Tinder, I don't do that.
Okay.
Had to delete that one.
Why? Why did you do that?
I feel like dating as of lately is either like, hey, you want to date me and my wife? Or hey. And I'm just like, date you and your wife? Okay. Or the hey, you want to be my sugar baby?
Ah.
So it's like dating for me is just awkward. And it doesn't help because all these apps say, hey, you want to link your Instagram account? And I'm just like, okay. And then they see, oh, she's a pole dancer. Hey, you want to do a private? Look. I can't do it. So right now, dating is rough.
Uh-huh.
So rough. Okay,
so dating is rough. How soon do you let people know what you do for work when you start dating someone? Is it immediate or do you like wait?
So before I try to like wait to see like, hey, get to know me as a person and love me for me. And mm-hmm. then I tell them, but of course, you know, they say I'm lying or, you know, you lied about who you are. And I'm just like, no, but you already know who I am.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I just tell them off buck and then all of a sudden it just goes quiet.
Uh-huh.
And I don't hear from them ever again.
That is an interesting thing where somebody's response to your occupation is you lied to me. And it's like, well, if I worked at Target, does that mean I lied to you because I didn't tell you that I worked at Target? Like, and I guess there is like a stigma attached to, you know, dancing or whatever, but like, I don't know. I feel like that's not a deal breaker, or at least I don't know, for me it's not a deal breaker. I don't really mind what somebody does for their job or whatever. That's so weird to me.
It's really rough, but no, I have came across certain people that are okay with it, but it's just like dating wise, it just didn't go far, but we're really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were cool with it.
I've only shown a couple of dudes my poll videos, and one of them, we stopped dating shortly after that, and then the other one was just like, oh, okay, whatever, and he didn't really care at all.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, he's just like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Let's answer some questions. So I asked my listeners to send questions, seeking advice, whatever. And if you have a question, you can send it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. And this person said, what are good sex positions with a man that isn't the most blessed in the size department? He seems to fall out a lot when we change it up. Apparently doesn't like it when I say things like, are you in? Or does this feel good to you? Because I can't tell if he is sometimes. But he eats pussy like a fucking champion, so I'm not mad. Just curious how to change it up for him.
I have the answer.
Oh, okay.
Easy one. Take a pillow, put the pillow underneath him, lay him down, ride him.
Oh, okay.
The pillow has to be underneath his lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Problem solved.
Interesting. Okay. But what if maybe she's not good at riding? What's another position?
I would say possibly missionary.
Yeah, I think missionary, yeah. And I think if you put a pillow underneath you, which brings you closer to him,
yes.
So he doesn't have to, you know, thrust as deeply down into you. Also, you laying on the bed with your legs off the bed and him standing would be good, I think.
Yes, that, you just need to remove that barrier of him being too far away.
Yes. And maybe spooning, but maybe not.
Depending on your back size.
Yeah, if you don't have a big butt, yeah, I think that might be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this person says, so I've come to the conclusion that I will never experience a meet cute again. So I took up online dating for the first time. Ugh. Problem is, I'm using Hinge, and even though I noted that I'm down for anyone regardless of gender, I guess there's mostly men on the app, and to be honest, most of them have horrible profiles. Their profiles are either vague or they post nothing but mirror selfies with the exact same position. They're flipping off the camera in some photos. Maybe it's petty, but to me, it comes off immature. I just can't get a good read on them. Off of them. I'm talking to a few right now. I haven't established times to go on dates yet because I don't know when to end the conversation with, okay, do you want to do this or whatever? When would you say it's a good time to fully ask someone out on a dating app? Vanity, what do you think?
So, me personally, I would say give them about 2 weeks to fill them out.
Oh.
And then I say like about a whole month. You can say, hey, let's meet up. I know that seems like long, but that gives you enough time to say, hey, would I get bored sitting at a table with this person? Mm-hmm. So it just gives you a kind of vibe of feeling them out first before you actually see them in person.
Interesting. I have a very different thing. I usually only let the conversation go back and forth for like 3 or 4 exchanges over a couple of days. And then I'm like, let's just fucking meet, because if you're boring, you're boring. If you're not boring, you're not boring. But like, I don't want to like get to know somebody and then like like month or 2 months or whatever, we've been pen pals. I'm like, oh my God, tee hee hee, what a dream. And then I meet them and I'm like, oh, they're boring. They're not as funny or as witty as their text messages. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I've wasted my time a little bit.
Maybe I should try your method.
I don't know.
Maybe I should
I'm
try
still
that.
Single, so I don't. I do not think that my method is working out for me. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. Maybe I should just, maybe we should switch.
Yeah, maybe I should take a little bit longer to get to know people before I go out with them. I'm just such an impatient person. I'm just like, now. Let's see you. Let's do this. Let's fuck. Let's do it.
See. Okay.
Real quick, we have to take another break. I have a question about your vitiligo.
Yes.
Am I saying it right? Vitiligo?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. So I know you, when you have vitiligo, you have to keep yourself moisturized, but pulling, you can't really use lotions and stuff. So how do you combat being moisturized with like being ready to dance on a pole?
And that's a great question. Cause when I'm too dry, my vitiligo gets really like irritated. Mm-hmm. Until I met this lovely young lady who makes her own pole lotion, pole grip. She makes everything. She saved my life. So I use that. There's actually a lot of brands that make pole lotion, believe it or not, that's either aloe-based or, like, some type of plant-based product to keep you moisturized and help you stick. So that's what saves my life. Like, I can't remember the last time I used lotion or baby oil.
That first pole class.
Yeah, that first pole class was when I used that baby oil. Yep, that's it right there.
Did you do like a pole performance before you started working in the clubs, or did you work in the clubs and then start doing like pole performances?
So I started working in clubs, then did pole performances.
Okay. What's like advice you have for someone who may want to like audition for a club?
So the best advice I can say is you need to make sure your nails and your hair and your makeup is on cue. Your outfit is on cue. And I want you to perform like it's your last.
Okay.
Because that is what determines so much. Like, people really look at confidence. And if you're kind of nervous or timid, they're just going to treat you like that, the staff.
Mm-hmm.
So just have your confidence on 100.
All right. That's good advice. I think it's good advice for anybody looking for any sort of job, dancing or not. It's just like, fake it till you make it. And if you have confidence, people will just like, I don't know, feed off of it. It like radiates off of you. And then like people are just like, oh, wow, that person has like an air about them. I don't know what the fuck it is, but like I like it. And it's like, it's me pretending to be confident.
Yes. Fake it till you make it. Absolutely.
You can do a full split. And often people are surprised that I could do a full split because, you know, a big bitch. But like, could you always do a full split or did you have to like work at it?
I was always able to do it because I was in cheerleading.
Okay. All right. Oh, you were a cheerleader?
All my life.
Tell me about cheerleading. Like, were you like on one of those teams where it was like a competition and you're like, you got flyers and bases or whatever? Or was it like just dancing at a football game?
Dancing at a football game.
Okay.
Yep. So I was cheer captain for almost every year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got into college, I was like, I love dancing. I want to be a choreographer. So I started taking choreo classes.
Okay. Yeah. So literally you've just been dancing your whole life.
Pretty much.
I love that. And when you do burlesque, what kind of, like, what is your burlesque? Do you have like a persona that you do? I know you're like Mandy J, but like, is there like anything that you like to do in particular when you're doing burlesque?
Absolutely. I will lip sync my spirit out to a song. In a heartbeat. And I love props.
Ooh.
Everything you name it, I love it.
I feel like if I did burlesque, I would just do a lot of like food based things. Like I got like a little hamburger bikini made, and then I got a sexy little pig costume. I think the next thing I'm gonna do is like maybe like a chicken.
Okay.
Or maybe a duck. I don't know.
Actually, I kind of like the duck option.
Like a sexy rubber ducky with like black thigh highs.
Yeah, I like that.
Right? I think it'd be fun.
Okay. Okay. You got your theme right there.
Yeah, that's my theme. Like cute little animals and food.
Now you got to find your song.
Ooh. What would my song be? I've been in a real Ashley Simpson mood.
Okay. Okay.
On a Monday, I am waiting, and by Tuesday, I am fading. So, yeah, I think that's going to be my song.
That works. Now, all of a sudden, you just got to create it, just mush it together, and just let it formulate.
Oh, I think I like that. I know you said you like a whole bunch of different styles of music, but, like, what is your favorite song to dance to?
Oh, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, okay. I love it. That's like a classic dance or a classic song to dance to.
Yep.
I like that. Okay. I ask all of my guests this, but okay. Would you date me?
Of course I would.
I love it. I love to hear that. Sometimes people say no, and I'm like, that is very rude. Can you tell me about your business page, which is for uplifting plus size and queer pole dancers in the community? It's a Fearless Curves Pole. What inspired you to start doing that?
So Fearless Curves Pole, I wanted it to be a place where people like me could just uplift each other. People kind of frown upon the idea of a man in a thong with heels on higher than mine. So I wanted a place, a safe place where people could be showcased, people could feel loved and feel, hey, like this person is just like me. And we just kind of support, show love to each other. And hey, if somebody just so happens to come across the page, we can educate them that, hey, pole is not just for the average size 2 female. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's for everybody.
I love that. And I agree. Like, it's anybody can pull. Anybody could do it. You don't have to do like crazy tricks. You could just truly just like walk around it and like feel yourself.
Yes.
You know?
That's the purpose of it. I just wanted to educate, show love, and build a community because, you know, people in the pole community are kind of tight knit. Just to shine light that, hey, there is others in the pole community that, you know, just need some love too.
So, okay, you have a show called Sex Jam Poetry on June 25th. Tell me, okay, so this Sex Jam Poetry, what is this?
So, Sex Jam Poetry is things of dreams. So, what I wanted to do was create the aspect of poetry and something educational because sex is not the most taboo subject that people make it out to see. It's like, it's sensual, it's beautiful, it's art. It's everything. So the whole point of Sex Jam Poetry is to have poets, painters, live nude painters, exotic dancers, even like we're going to have a public speaker. She's going to be talking about just like intimacy with self and partners. And I just wanted to be really an educational networking kind of thing for everyone. And hey, and if everybody wants to afterwards get some wine, start chit-chatting and dating, I'm cool with that. But I just really wanted it to be something of beauty to show that sex is not taboo. It's beauty. It's beautiful.
I love that. I agree. I think it is a thing of beauty. And I think for whatever reason, our like society just makes it this like hidden thing that's like nasty or like forbidden or whatever. And it's like, no, it's nice. And a lot of people do it and people get pleasure from it.
Yep. And trust me, sex is way more bigger than what people make it seem. You know, it's really honestly an art.
Okay. City of Doms in Baltimore, July 9th. This is, what is this? Tell me about this party, the show. What is it?
Yes. City of Doms is my team. So I will be performing with the City of Doms for July 9th in Baltimore. So this is a queer lesbian event. And I'm going to be honest, it gets a little wild.
What do you mean by wild? Are people just like fucking out there?
So look, it's only one way to find out. It gets crazy. And we got some of the best of the best entertainers. So I'm actually excited to be a part of the lineup.
Okay. And now you're performing at Queer Fest in Miami.
I am.
And then, ooh, this is nice. All ticket sales will go to reflect queer survivors grant for survivors of sexual violence. I think that's really great.
Yes. So I was actually shocked to even be considered when I got the call for that. I was like, oh, wow, they chose me. How did they find me? And I got kind of nervous and excited at the same time. But when she told me the purpose of the show, I kind of like felt very connected, being that my best friend was affected by that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, and unfortunately she passed away. So I just felt like this would be the best way to honor, you know, my friend, just to be a part of the show and just do it. So it's for a good purpose.
I love that. I feel like you're in these streets just doing some nice shit.
Thank you. In an exotic way.
I love it. Thank you, Vanity, so much for doing this.
No problem. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Well, we have come to the end. If you enjoyed this episode of Oh, Why Won't You Date Me, you can like, you can rate, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I always forget. And then if you want to write a dirty message hitting on me, you can write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. This one says, hey, Nicole, you must be a squirrel because I want to put a nut in them cheeks. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solo-Taroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.